أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على نبينا محمد. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. There are certain things which invalidate fasts, and we shall start with the two which are well known ones with some ramifications. The first two ones which break the fast are eating and drinking during the hours of fasting. The hours of fasting, we know, begins from Subha Sadiq and it ends with the sunset. During these hours, to eat or to drink makes fast batil, invalidates it, regardless of the fact whether that which we ate or drank is normally eaten or not eaten, drunk or not drunk. It may be something edible, it may not be something edible. To allow something to go down the gullet makes roza batil. Now, if somebody, sometimes it can happen, and it happens quite often in the month of Ramadan, rises thinking that there is still time. The clock sometimes stops, the watch sometimes deceives him. Sometimes his own vision, his own sight cheats him. I mean, this is human. It is already 6:30 or 7, and he reads it as 5. It happens. And he starts with his very hot cup of tea. The moment he has the first sip, good morning begins, and the nerves awaken, and he sees the clock for the second, oh, it is 7 o'clock. Now, if there is food in the mouth, he must throw it out immediately, not thinking that Ravigishita Pale Avijay. It must be thrown out immediately. If it is tea in the mouth, it must be thrown out immediately. And if he has already eaten or has already had his tea and he saw it afterwards, this was not done wittingly, it was done unwittingly, therefore his psalm and his fast is valid and sahih. So, this can happen, and whatever is done unwittingly, inadvertently, not purposely, of course the psalm is not batil. And here, injections which are given during Maha Ramadan, they do not break your fast. You see, you go to a doctor, and doctor wants to give you inoculation or injection, it is harmless, except those injections where Ayatollah Sistani has mentioned clearly that there are certain injections which have got food value. Food value means they go there just to get injections so that they don't get hungry. You see, those also, according to Ayatollah Sistani, do not break the fast, but they must be avoided. That means he has put pressure on that precaution must be made, that such injections must be avoided which have got food value. Those medicines which do not go into your windpipe, do not go into your, food pipe or gullet, but they go into your windpipe, like inhalers which you inhale during asthma and all that. They don't go into yours, they go into the windpipe to release you, and they don't make your fast batil. Remember, you can take them. But there are certain things which go straight here and you can taste it, like some drops in the eyes, some drops in the nose, and you put the drop and you can really test it down the gullet. Those will invalidate and make your roza batil. because that is an indirect way of feeding oneself. Feel cold with wicks. You see, that wicks you can apply after Maghrib, not so in the morning. It is the ramification of this that to stand, according to Ayatullah Sistani, and I'm talking of the Ayatullah who we follow, to stand at a place where there is so much of dust, food dust or even dust, grain, let us say there is a mill, where there is so much of grain dust, and one particularly stands there so that the dust may go into his nose or even into his mouth and go down the gullet. That also makes your roza batil. The thing is, this, it must not be ghubar-e-ghaleer. Ghubar-e-ghaleer means it must not be heavy dust. If you stand at a seashore where air is blowing or breeze is blowing and you keep your mouth open, that will not make your fast batil. You see? But when there is some powder, then of course, this is why smoking also makes fast batil, huh? Not allowed. I'm talking of fatwa of Ayatullah Sistani, may Allah keep him. On the subject that we are, now we have come to the third stage. I'm trying to finish it early because if I don't, by the time my Ramadan will be over, the subject will be still over, not finished. Because ulama have written 100 stages, and my Ramadan, bihamdulillah, has got 29 nights, or 30. Therefore, we can't complete 100 unless we finish 3 or 4 stages in a night. And to finish 3 or 4 stages in a night is impossible. So we take one by one and at least try to understand how gradually we go closer and closer in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for which He has summoned us, He has called us, today or tomorrow. As it was just rightly said by our young man, the elders have got an experience and knowledge to offer. That experience and knowledge is not only in worldly affairs, or in businesses. There are certain experiences which only come with life. They don't come only in business or in commerce or in family life. There have been other things, such experiences which come in life. As one goes through the adversities, calamities, one wishes to have something, it does not fulfill. The dreams are shattered. At that time, certain experiences which come to a person, he carries with him. And he would like to tell his son or his daughter that these are the experiences in life. Life is a school. When we used to sometimes talk fast and sometimes talk back to our elders, they used to say, Baba, amviti tamvit se dhira paro bapaliya. Amviti, that which has happened to us, tamvit se, it will also happen to you. Dhira paro bapaliya, wait for a few days more. And we were laughing then, saying, suvite, and now we find that it is the same thing. That whatever has happened is now happening to us. And when they cried that their knees were paining, we laughed. Today our own knees have become unfaithful. When our feet pain today, we remember that they were used to say that the feet are paining. We used to laugh and say, these elderly people have a habit of complaining. So what happens then? The step is tawakkul, as I said. Now, we are coming to a stage which is a resignation and submission to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is called rida and sabr. When one resigns to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is truly a Muslim. In fact, Islam means submission. And remember, sometimes by being very curious and inquisitive, we create our own problems more and more, and we confuse ourselves and confound. Shariat has told you, this is the mas'ala. We try to bring so many things out of it and say, now what next? And we confound it so much that there are groups and groups and groups out for a simple mas'ala which has been explained. Quran says that once Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam told his community to kill or slaughter a cow. Surah Baqarah. وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تَذْبَحُوا بَقَرَةً. Kill one cow, slaughter one cow. There was some case, for which case, of course, this order came. قَالُوا أَتَتَّخِذُنَا هُزُوًا. They said, Musa, are you joking? Are you making a mock of us? قَالَ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. Musa said, I seek refuge from Allah to be so ignorant as to create jokes in the name of Allah. قَالُ ادْعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ يُبَيِّن لَنَا مَا هِيَ. They said, now ask your God, what is this cow? As if they did not know. They were asked to kill a cow. A cow is a known animal. But they said, ask your God, Mahia, what is this cow? Now when you ask for problem, you get it. قَالَ إِنَّهُ يَقُولُ. And now Musa answered back. He said, Allah says, إِنَّهَا بَقَرَةٌ لَا فَارِضٌ وَلَا بِكْرٌ عَوَانٌ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ. It must be a cow which is neither old nor young. It is a middling. فَفْعَلُوا مَا تُؤْمَرُونَ. Go and do what you are ordered to do. قَالُوا ادْعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ. Go back and ask him, مَا لَوْنُهَا. What is the color? What is the color of the cow? Musa said, قَالَ إِنَّهُ يَقُولُ. He says, إِنَّهَا بَقَرَةٌ صَفْرَى. It must be a yellow cow. Now, you must have seen a black one. You see a brown one. A white one. Black and white. But to find a yellow cow, I haven't seen one still. قَالَ إِنَّهُ يَقُولُ إِنَّهَا بَقَرَةٌ صَفْرَى. It must be a yellow cow. فَاقِعٌ لَوْنُهَا. Its color must be deep and bright. تَسُرُّ النَّاظِرِينَ. When the beholders see, they should be happy about it. Finished? قَالُوا ادْعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ يُبَيِّن لَنَا مَا هِيَ إِنَّ الْبَقَرَ تَشَابَهَ عَلَيْنَا. Go and ask him, what sort of cow is this? Because all cows look alike. They wanted problems. You invite problems. Mullah sahab, what is this E149? Baba, cow ne? 149. Mullah doesn't know what is E149. In every ingredient there is one E414. He doesn't know that this E is for England. Or for Europe. He doesn't know. Let us come in. And Shariat tells you, as long as there is nothing to tell you that it is a najis, consider it as fuck. But you issue circulars and booklets making everything haram for Muslims, including toothpastes. Who told you to go into this? قَالُوا اُدْعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ يُبَيِّن لَنَا مَا هِيَ إِنَّ الْبَقَرَ تَشَابَهَ عَلَيْنَا. All cows look alike. We can't determine. قَالَ إِنَّهُ يَقُولُ. Musa said, Allah says, إِنَّهَا بَقَرَةٌ لَا ذَلُولٌ تُثِيرُ الْأَرْضِ وَلَا تَسْتِ الْحَرْثِ. It has got to be an unyoked, unused cow which has neither plowed the earth nor drawn the water from the well. Musallamatun, one color sound, la shiyata fiha, not a single dot on it. No blemish. Now they knew the problem was over. They could not go further. They said, yes, al'an ji'ata bilhaq. Now...